I'm speaking with Sid Parks, who is manager of Precision Farming Services for Growmark Agronomy. And we're going to talk a little bit about aerial imagery and how that is being used in farming operations and actually how it's increasing. Sid, why don't you start there with us and tell us how has the use of aerial imagery on farm operations been increasing over the last several years?
Well, the aerial imagery or remote sensing in general has been around for 30-some years and used by the FSA offices, the government to monitor crop and acreage and things like that. It's picked up interest here in the last 3 to 5 years, I'll say, simply because there is greater potential for the technology. We're not just looking at a picture anymore, which is what people were looking at in the early days. Today we've got the ability to get that information digitally, so we can use that image to quantify variability that's within a field. The other thing that's changed is crop prices are certainly different than they were in the early days, and farmers are a lot more excited or willing to spend some money or invest some dollars towards research when corn is $5 or $6 a bushel as compared when it's a couple dollars a bushel.
Right. Well, now, are there different types of aerial imagery? Like, do they use, like, maybe drones or something like that? Or, as you said, you used to just have a picture, but now we have, like, infrared imagery and that kind of thing. So are there different types of aerial imagery that can be used on a farm operation?
There are different sources. Remote sensing image products can come from satellites. They can come from aircraft. They can come from drones. There aren't too many drones being utilized in our area, or at least I don't have direct experience using the drone technology. But certainly satellite-based or aerial-based are widely available, and different companies, commercial companies, are providing these services to the industry.
Well, you mentioned that the cost of the crop has been a factor in it increasing. Has the service itself been becoming more cost-effective when we use different types, or is it actually getting more expensive? How cost-effective is it for a farmer to use aerial imagery for his operation?
That's a very fair question. It has become more cost-effective as more products are out there, more companies are investing in collecting the data. There's still wide variation in what the product actually is, and you can spend some money and put a plane in the air and take color pictures, and that's one type of technology. There are multispectral sensors that they will put out here as well. You know, and you mentioned the infrared, near infrared, red, green, blue. All those types of sensors can take pictures essentially, and they're looking at reflectance of light off of that crop. There are also relatively new to the agronomy marketplace, but there's thermal sensors that are out here, and the thermal sensors are not just taking a picture of light being reflected, they're actually measuring temperature at the canopy level. And those new technologies are less affected by cloud cover and things like that. So that's been one of the challenges in the past. And what has caused the prices to change is the resolution, how frequently they go out and take the pictures, and how they deliver that picture then to the end user. So I think, going back to your original questions, have they become more cost-effective? Yes, but we've also got additional products or different products than we had in the early days. So the cost varies widely from, you know, you can get a simple picture for, 50 cents a dollar an acre, perhaps, all the way up to a information product that is derived from that data that may cost several dollars an acre, or even a crop monitoring program that is a sequence of images over the course of the growing season, where you might get 6, 8, 10 pictures over the course of the season, and those products are going to be, you know, $10, $15, $20 an acre to get those sort of systems out there. So it depends if you're looking at a single shot or if you're looking at a sequence of shot, and then what the quality is, the resolution, the frequency, and all those sorts of things contribute to the cost.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of factors that have to be considered, by a farmer to determine whether this is really something that he should use for his operation. What would you suggest to a farmer who's thinking about this, how to evaluate these different types of things that are offered there as far as aerial imagery is concerned?
I guess the first counsel I would offer is farmers probably aren't going to feel real good or be real successful doing this directly themselves. They probably need to work with a service provider or a dealer somewhere that has some experience with this. You also need to know what your objective is, and if you're just hoping to get an estimate of, you know, how good the crop is doing, that's one thing. If you're trying to develop management zones, which you can do now with these technology, as I mentioned, they are delivered as an electronic data file. It's not just a picture anymore. It's actually looking at a data layer, and we can use that to quantify variability within a field. We can show the good areas, the bad areas, things like that. So depending on what you're wanting to do, if you're going to work with a GIS product or something that's going to help quantify variability, then, you know, most farmers probably aren't going to be equipped with the technology or the expertise to be able to do that. The bottom line for me, though, if I'm a farmer looking at this, I have to realize the limits of what the technology is, and I'm not aware of anything out here that tells me what the answer is. All these are tools that show me variability. I can show areas that are less healthy or less thrifty in the image, but it doesn't tell me what the problem is. It doesn't tell me if it's drought stress or flooding, nitrogen deficiencies, pest disease, any of those sorts of things. All I can see from this image product is something isn't right here. There's variability from one side of the field to the other. And it still requires somebody on the ground with agronomic expertise to go into those areas and say, hey, we've got some sort of a issue here. We have a disease. We have a stand problem. We have some other cause that is contributing to this crop not being as good in this area versus the rest of the field.
Yeah, it seems like kind of like an x-ray. If you took an x-ray and just looked at it, unless you're a specialist, you're not going to really know what it tells you, right?
I think that's a very good analogy. The doctors have tools available to them to help diagnose problems, and remote sensing products, imagery from airplanes or satellites or thermal, whatever it is a tool that an agronomist can use to sit down with the grower and say, here are some issues of concern, here's how big of an area it affects, you know, here's when we went out and scouted the field, walked the field, we saw this condition, and the image just helps us cover that area more effectively, because as the crop gets taller, you know, we can see it as we're walking through it fairly easily when the crop is small, but as the corn gets, you know, waist high above, or as the soybean closed canopy, it makes it a lot more difficult to walk or drive through the fields to see those areas. So the remote sensing just gives us a bird's eye view looking down into the field so that we can identify areas that need to be given some extra attention.
So your crop specialists with the FS Green Plan know a lot more about this, and farmers can ask them about that if they're interested?
Absolutely. I think we've got a number of companies, and we're working with a number of vendors that can provide us various types of remote sense products, and that crop specialist should be a good resource for a farmer to talk to find out what might be appropriate for his farm.
Thank you very much, Sid.